The number of women who die after giving birth is rising nationally. Arizona senators will hear a bill today that would require the state to look more closely at why these new moms are dying. KJZZ's Mariana Dale introduces us to the family who helped inspire this legislation.
Vince Garcia pulls out a photo of himself and his daughter, Ariana Dottie.
Okay, you have that same shirt on. That's funny.
He looks down at his shirt. It's red and has the design of a sriracha hot sauce bottle.
Oh.
In the picture, Dottie holds one daughter on her hip and Garcia has the other in his arms. You can't really tell, but Dottie's pregnant with her third child here.
At that point, I hadn't felt Adrian kick yet. It was still a little too early.
Everyone is smiling. The picture captures a happy moment in what could be a sometimes turbulent relationship.
I hadn't always or often made the best choices, and that kind of drove a wedge between us.
The birth of his daughter's first child helped knit their relationship back together.
I just wanted to be the grandpa that just spoiled the kids, and I just couldn't be there enough.
Garcia was especially excited to welcome his grandson home on August 20th last year.
I was just waiting for her to be like, okay, we're ready, come over. And I never got that call.
The same day Dottie was released from the hospital, she was readmitted and died. There was internal bleeding, an autopsy showed a torn uterus. Her son survived.
To be quite honest with you, I still don't understand. It makes no sense.
Garcia doesn't understand because his daughter was healthy. The 23-year-old mom of two didn't have pre-existing conditions. She wasn't overweight.
It's just one of the most heartbreaking stories I've ever heard.
That's Arizona Senator Kate Brophy McGee. She heard about the Garcia family's loss at a neighborhood watch meeting.
What I subsequently discovered and was shocked by was the fact that maternal mortality is rising here in the United States to unacceptable levels.
Recent reports from organizations like ProPublica show the United States has the highest rate of maternal deaths in the developed world. For example, a new mom is almost four times more likely to die here than in Canada. Sheila Scholender is an assistant director at the Arizona Department of Health Services.
We're talking about young women in the prime time of their lives and having babies, which should be the happiest time of their lives.
The department has been examining maternal deaths in the state since 2011.
Obviously, even back then, we had an awareness that this was an issue, but there wasn't a lot of data.
Scholender says the department does have some information now. Maybe the most alarming fact is that 89% of Arizona moms' deaths were deemed preventable.
It is very frustrating, and one of our challenges is still not quite understanding all the dynamics around that and how can this be in the U.S. and in Arizona.
There's no sure answer to the question, why is this happening? That's part of the reason Senator Brophy McGee sponsored a bill that would change how the state collects and analyzes information on maternal mortality. But this problem won't be solved by legislation alone.
I don't feel that it's doing enough.
Brophy McGee wants concrete recommendations on how the state will work to stop more new moms from dying. Vince Garcia and his wife, Leticia, have been watching the bill take shape. It was actually Leticia that reached out to Brophy McGee. To the March of Dimes, she even handwrote a letter to the governor.
Hopefully it got to him because I didn't even make copies or anything.
A few weeks ago, they went to the Arizona Capitol to talk to March of Dimes volunteers. Vince hadn't been since he was a kid. Leticia had never visited.
We need to share our story because not only does there need to be change, but there needs to be awareness that if someone is pregnant, not to take it for granted.
Leticia and Vince hope their loss might protect another family from the same experience. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News,